Welcome to the Focus Forward Business Podcast for studymckee.com.
Hey, welcome to the Focus Forward Business Podcast. I am Sturdy McKee. With me today is Manoj Agarwal. Manoj is a thought leader in AI and in startups, and he has impacted over 10 million lives and generated over $500 million in value. He has experience working with clients like Microsoft and IBM. He's spoken alongside the Secretary General of the UN and Nobel Peace Prize winners. His work has been mentioned by President Obama and Bill Gates. So with 4 patents in AI and 15 plus years of experience, he's the perfect person for us to learn from about how AI can benefit us all. I'm very, very happy to have Manoj here on the show today. Thanks for being here, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Excited to be here.
Cool. So tell me, how did you get started in the field of artificial intelligence?
Well, my background is technology. So, you know, I've been in technology space for about 30 years, worked with hundreds of startups, worked with Fortune 500 companies. And as it happens in any field, like if you're curious, you try to get involved in projects which are using the latest and greatest technologies. Like, you know, for any engineer, like, you know, working on new technology is like getting a new toy and you start to play with it, you know, break it down, put it back together. So my desire is always to see, okay, you know, what is the latest trend and how can I get involved in a project like that? And AI started around, AI has been around for decades, like since the 70s. It has been called, you know, it has been named different names, but in the current sort of incarnation of AI, deep learning, I started around 2005, and the very first project that we did was around education. So it was more of a personalized education platform where students, let's say there are 30 kids in a class, in a traditional environment, everybody gets the same curriculum, everybody learns at the same pace. But the fact is that some people learn faster, or maybe they're even familiar with the topic so they can sort of move ahead quickly. And some people need more help. So we created an AI-based learning education environment where each kid, each student can sort of progress on their own pace. And then after that, we implemented solutions in healthcare and in various different industries, real estate and all that. But the idea is, it has been around for a while, and I got involved in it. Just by my sheer desire to learn new technologies.
Cool. So it kind of feels like we're at a bit of an inflection point in AI right now. Where do you think we are in terms of artificial intelligence and what's coming next?
See, you're absolutely right. This is an inflection point. And the inflection point is basically, you know, the people who really understand AI and what is the power of data, they have been harnessing its power for 2 decades. So what I tell people is, look at all the richest people in the world. You know, you name one, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, anybody, you can directly see their wealth accumulated by their use and implementation of AI. So Amazon is all AI algorithms, Facebook, all AI algorithms, Tesla, SpaceX, everything is AI. The difference that has the inflection point as we speak of was created in November 2022 when ChatGPT was released. And the difference was, now general public, people with no technical background, they can feel it, they can touch it, they can sort of, you know, work with it. And now people can see, oh, what AI can do for them individually, for their businesses, for their communities. So from here onwards, basically we have built a platform. It's like a super highway of information. Just like in 1992, when the internet was just sort of coming up, we were plugging into the internet using our dial-up modems and everything. People were wondering, what is this internet all about? You know, I don't think I need an email address. I don't think I need a website, you know? But now everything is revolving around internet. So it's the same type of information superhighway where we will be using these platforms to create personalized solutions for specific industries. So you can expect that there's gonna be like an AI for medicine, AI for education, AI for any kind of industry. And then based on that platform, people will create solutions that we cannot even fathom right now. Let's say, you know, the conceivable part is so out there that if I say that, you know, people who have watched Matrix, in which they, you know, just put a chip right. in and say, okay, you are now a black belt in Kung Fu, right? We can actually foresee that happening in 10, 20 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe to follow on to that, there's a great deal of fear and confusion out there around AI. And I love that you brought up Musk because, yeah, he's been using it and relying on it. And now he's out there publicly saying, oh, we've got to slow down. Well, that's because it's a benefit to him. Yeah. If everybody else slows down, he ain't going to slow down. Right. But where's that fear and confusion coming from? And is it really justified?
See, there are a few things I will say. First of all, as you mentioned, everybody who signed the petition to slow this thing down in their laboratory, you know, they are building even more powerful AI. I mean, you know, talk about Musk. Like he is already putting people in self-driving cars. He's trying to get to Mars. Like, you know, how much more disruptive we can be using AI. I mean, so people need to read between the lines. Secondly, the way that news cycle works, and again, people don't understand about this world, news cycle itself is controlled by AI, and these AI algorithms are fine-tuned to get the maximum clicks. How do we get the maximum clicks? If the headlines are most sensational. So if somebody, if there are 10,000 people right now saying, hey, AI is really good, nobody's going to report on that. It's not going to get a lot of clicks. But if 100 people say, oh, AI is bad, ban it, you know, the AI algorithms are going to surface that news item very quickly. Now, I'm not dismissing the fact that there are some dangers. There's going to be like job displacement. There may be a lot of disruption caused by this technology in the short term. And that technology may cause social unrest, economic unrest. But that is not to say that these things are not already happening. Like, even if we just put aside AI, the world is not a perfect place anyways right now. You know, in fact, AI is, So AI is actually going to help us find some solutions. And I'll give you an example. So when COVID hit, we were able to invent the vaccine. And again, I don't want to go into the political debate of whether, you know, they worked or not or whatever the case is. But the fact is that we were able to invent the vaccine and administer it with the use of AI. Otherwise, it takes decades to find, create a drug with hit and trial. With AI, we are able to simulate the human body and the action and reaction of the molecules. And that's how we were able to, you know, get out of the lockdown period. So, and there are millions of other examples where AI is helping, you know, improve lives and making things better. So I always say to people, you know, don't be afraid of this technology. Just like you're not afraid of any other technology. Technology itself is here to help us and improve our lives. It's us humans who use that technology for nefarious purposes. And that, you know, generally, you know, there are some people like that, but overall we should trust in the overall good of humanity. You know, we are all here because of a reason. I mean, you know, otherwise we would have destroyed ourselves a long time ago.
Well, I'll share with you what I found to be one of the coolest things, but what's one of the coolest things you've run across that AI is going to help us or enable us to do?
See, in my opinion, the best thing that will happen is hyper-personalization. And so I was talking about healthcare. For example, today, if I, you know, have an illness, I have to take a drug which has been tested on a few hundred people, and they found that 95% of the time it works, but 5% of the time you may have some side effects. And the reason is we all have a different body structure, different DNA. So healthcare will be hyper-personalized in the sense that you will be able to get a drug which is personalized to your DNA. So you can go to the doctor and say, you know, I've got this thing and here is my DNA sample. And the drug will be specifically made for you. And similarly, preventive measures as well, like, you know, where diet plans and things like that, they'll be hyper-personalized to your body. And so when we look at the world from that angle, it'll be like having the best life possible, and people are working on longevity. So, you know, you can expect that even in our lifetime, we may be expected to live like 125 years, 130 years with perfect health. So all of these things are happening, and AI is a core integral part of all these possibilities.
Yeah, that's fascinating. You just made me think about my dad went into the hospital a few years ago, right? And he was given heparin as an anticoagulant. And for whatever reason, his makeup, there's a very, very, very tiny percentage of people who are allergic and have the opposite reaction. And he did. He clotted everywhere. And it was, you know, the antithesis of what they were trying to do. But had they known, right, and had they tailored and had they screened, which this will all make very, very simple, that likely would not have happened, right? Yeah. But here's the coolest thing I've seen so far. The group of scientists are using AI to record and try to decipher the language of sperm whales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, when I read that and kind of saw how they're doing it, that was fascinating, right? The idea that we might be literally be able to communicate with other creatures on the planet before too very long, that, you know, otherwise would take how long for humans?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. So those are big, you know, big global things or way far out there or whatever. So how do we get started? How does one get started with AI as an individual or with their business?
See, what I tell people is, you know, first of all, sign up for ChatGPT. That is sort of the granddaddy of all AI platforms. It's free. And then start interacting with it. Just like, let's say, you know, you come across a super intelligent, genius human being who has passed the medical exam, who has passed the lawyer's exam, who has an MBA. You know, you can ask anything and anything, everything, and basically start to get better at asking questions, because in computers there's a term called garbage in, garbage out. So if you ask a garbage question, you will get a garbage answer, and we see that in our, you know, professional and personal life as well. Mm-hmm. The unfortunate thing about industrialized education system is that we have not been taught how to communicate with other human beings. We have been taught mathematics,
yes,
science, and all that, but never, you know, okay, what do you do when you meet somebody, or if your friend or your family? Like, it's so mind-boggling that we don't give a manual to our kids about, you know, how to interact with each other. But the thing is, when you start working with AI, you can start to sharpen that skill, because you'll start to get immediate feedback on the quality of your questions, and you can start to refine those questions. A good example could be, you know, let's say you are a coach and you are targeting business owners. You can start to say, hey, you know, I'm targeting business owners in San Francisco who have 100 to 200 employees. What do you think are their pain points? How do you think I should communicate with them? You know, and to start to dig deeper, like, you know, what do you think, what kind of car do they drive? Do you think, you know, what kind of neighborhood do you think they live in? And things of that nature. And you will be surprised at how much information, how accurate information you get, right? Mm-hmm. And then the second step is, now you want to start sharing your opinion based on the questions and the information you gather from AI. So you can start to tell better stories, because again, as human mind evolved, we evolved to pass on information using emotional, stimulus. Like, you know, we remember emotions much longer and much deeper than facts and figures. So if I ask somebody to remember 7 phone numbers, they may forget within 30 seconds. But if I ask them, hey, you know, what kind of dress did you wear on your reception? Maybe it was 20 years ago, like in your wedding, they'll remember that, right? So so stories carry that kind of emotional stimulus. So again, because of our lack of communication skills, if you start using AI to tell better stories, in fact, I would love for people to try it. You know, if you have kids or, you know, your spouse, your girlfriend, whoever, your coworkers, create some stories from your past. Like, actually go to ChatGPT and say, you know, let's say you were bullied in school, or you know, you had a fun time at vacation. Generally, our story stops there. You know, I went to Hawaii. It was nice. It was great, great weather, but no more details. But if you go to ChatGPT and say, hey, you know, fill in some details for me, create a nice story, 2,000 word story, and you share that with your friends and family, just watch how they connect with you. They'll, you know, they'll really start to get immersed in that story, ask you more questions, which will lead to many interesting conversations, many real outcomes in your life. If you try it, let me know how it goes. But these are the two ways you can get started. You can start to see some real impact in your life.
No, that's really cool. I have had it impersonate, you know, a business owner and done an interview and that kind of thing. You know, you can prompt to say, I want you to be this kind of a person or this expert, and then ask questions. And it's fascinating how much good stuff comes out of it. You know, there's been, well, and on the other side of that, there's been a little bit of talk about like spoofing or hallucinations and that kind of thing. How concerned do we really need to be with that?
Spoofing, as in like somebody impersonating somebody else?
Yeah, or I'm thinking actually more along the lines of hallucinations, like the AI's answer is inaccurate. They're kind of making things up or putting things together that end up not being.
Yeah, so you know, so one thing is I want people to understand AI is first of all, the software, ChatGPT is still, you can consider beta platform. It's not like prime time. For like, you know, don't take medical advice and say, okay, you know, ChatGPT said cut off the leg of the patient and do it. No, I mean, you know, so you need to use it as like a sounding board and consider that again, just like we mentioned in the medical terms, 95% it'll give you the facts, but 5% of the time it'll just come up with whatever, right? The other perspective is that even when I go talk to 1,000 human beings. Let's say I talk to 1,000 physicians. I'm pretty sure there will be a variation of opinion about a particular diagnosis between them as well. So you have to consider AI actually is collecting the, you know, some total of all the consciousness, right opinion, wrong opinion, whatever it is.
Right.
And it is putting it together and giving you the most likely answer. So you have to think a little bit about it's representing the true human experience, which may not be always accurate to your situation. So please do double check all this. And then, as I said, like, you know, eventually there's going to be other systems created which are more strict in terms of, you know, let's say we create a OpenAI or ChatGPT for medicine. So in that system, I'm pretty sure they will have some regulations, they will have some boundaries, so that you can be more comfortable in the answer it's giving. But right now we are in a very, very early stage. So take everything that you get out of these platforms with a grain of salt.
Very good. Okay, cool. So in what, 15, 20 minutes, you've been more informative about AI than 99% of anybody I've talked to. This is awesome. Thank you. So any other thoughts you'd want to leave us with?
Well, I want to, you know, just I appreciate you saying that, but I do feel that there's so much misinformation, so much confusion around AI that people are getting scared, and that's a terrible thing. In my opinion, the more people adopt it, the better this technology will get and better results people will get. As I said earlier, people need to adopt this technology because we are in the infancy of AI. And the longer you can ride this wave, the more benefit you can get. Imagine if you had started Amazon in 1997, right? Like, or started any like you know, website in those days, you are very comfortable now. Like, you are enjoying the fruits of that success. So it's the same thing now, but it's a 100 times bigger technology wave. So don't be scared, embrace it and enjoy the success it will bring you.
Well, thank you very much for that. It's been a real pleasure. Appreciate having you on the show. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Thank you for listening.